This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. An all-party meeting taking place today at the call of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Meeting to dwell on contemporary issues. Government to unveil the revised height of Mount Everest today. And Indian farmers call for nationwide strike against the new market reforms in India today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called for an all-party meeting for today. Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs Advisor Dr. Rajan Bhatrai informed that the all-party meeting would dwell on the contemporary issues. The meeting is going to be held at 11 a.m. today at the official residence of the Prime Minister. Leaders and representatives of the political parties in the Federal Parliament will participate in the all-party meeting. Experts say the meeting called by the Prime Minister amid increasing coronavirus infection and mobility of anti-democratic and anti-republic forces has special significance. The government is all set to unveil the height of world's highest peak, Mount Everest, today. Nepal and China had jointly organized a campaign to measure Mount Everest to see if the 2015 Gorkha earthquake had impacted its height or not. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Arial, informed that the revised height of the Mount Everest would be unveiled during a program today afternoon. Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China has provided 8,500 testing kits and 50,000 N95 masks to Nepal to fight against the COVID-19. In a tweet yesterday evening, Ambassador of People's Republic of China to Nepal, Hao Yanqi, said China was always ready to help Nepal in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Nepal-India Commerce Secretary-level meeting concluded yesterday with an agreement to form a joint business forum to ease trade between the two countries. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply has informed that Nepal and India agreed to review the existing transit and trade treaties after having discussion on the various aspects of those treaties. Spokesperson of the Ministry, Narayan Prasad Raghmi, said the Indian side was positive for establishing infrastructure related to trade along the border areas. The meeting, held via a video conferencing, also dwelt on progress made on trade and commerce between the two countries. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has come up with policy-level provisions to ensure easy access of people with disabilities to information network of all bodies. In a virtual event titled Accessibility in Nepal, Status of Promotion and the Future Course, coinciding the 29th International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Ministry's Joint Secretary Anil Kumar Dutta said the program were formulated for access of persons with special capabilities. For this, a mobile app has been developed and preparations are ongoing to develop new guidelines to make websites and internet facility friendly to people with disabilities. The Ministry of Health and Population says 94% of the corona-infected people have recovered in Nepal. 1,628 people have recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday itself. With this, Nepal's corona recovery tally has reached 227,000. Similarly, the ministry reported 1,040 new cases of the coronavirus infection yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona death toll has now reached 1,614, with additional 20 deaths reported yesterday. The European Union has showed an indication to remove Nepali Airlines from being restricted to fly within the European Union, given the progress in Nepal's air safety status. praising air safety status of Nepal, the European Union's statement issued on Sunday reads, "European Union has been aware of a progress Nepal has achieved in air safety and the registration of new civil aviation bill in the federal parliament, and it will be easy to go through the process to remove Nepal from its blacklist." Following the statement from the European Union, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Buddhi Sagar Lamichani, said the chance of the European Union removing Nepal from blacklist had increased given European Union's positive response to air safety of Nepal. The National Human Rights Commission has presented its annual report to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The report includes the complaints, investigation details and recommendations to the government to promote, protect and fulfill human rights. The report further states that the situation of human rights had not improved as per the expectation. In the report, the National Human Rights Commission has urged the government and concerned bodies to be serious regarding the protection of the human rights. The Commission Secretary, Bedh Bhattrai, said the fundamental rights guaranteed in the Constitution were yet to be ensured in practice due to some constraints. According to the report, the labour exploitation at home and abroad, caste-based discrimination, poor consumers' rights, violence against child and women are the issues to be addressed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Farmers in India have called for a countrywide strike amid a standoff with the government over new market-friendly reforms. Tuesday's strike follows three rounds of inconclusive talks between the two sides over laws that farmers say are against their interest. Thousands of them have laid siege to capital Delhi for the last 12 days, choking almost all the entry points. At least 15 opposition parties have backed the call for the strike. Another round of talks is expected on 9th of December. The governing Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has said the reforms which allow private players a greater role in the farming sector will not hurt the farmers' income. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will travel to Brussels this week to meet European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a last-ditch effort to salvage a post-Brexit trade deal. It comes after a 90-minute phone call between the two leaders failed to produce a breakthrough. In a joint statement, they said the conditions for the deal were not there. A senior British government source has warned that a deal may not be possible after the phone call between the Prime Minister and the European Commission President. Top US disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned of another surge in COVID cases after Christmas, even with the rise following Thanksgiving still being tackled. He said the longer Christmas and New Year period may be even more of a challenge. The US is seeing peak infections of close to 200,000 a day, on verge with record numbers of people in hospital. California is under a strict new lockdown, with other states announcing record increases. According to the Johns Hopkins University research, the US has recorded more than 14.7 million cases of infection in the pandemic so far and 282,500 deaths. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, and partly cloudy in province number 2, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius and minimum of 7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. An all-party meeting taking place today at the call of the Prime Minister. Meeting to dwell on contemporary issues. Government to unveil the revised height of Mount Everest today. And Indian farmers call for nationwide strike against new market reforms. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next English News Bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.